Ezekiel chapter 28.
The word of the Lord came to me.
Mortal, say to the prince of Tyre,
thus says the Lord God, because your heart is proud and you have said,
I am a god. I sit in the seat of the gods in the heart of the seas.
Yet you are but a mortal and no god, though you compare your mind with the mind of a god. You are indeed wiser than Daniel. No secret is hidden from you. By your wisdom and your understanding, you have amassed wealth for yourself, and have gathered gold and silver into your treasuries. By your great wisdom in trade, you have increased your wealth, and your heart has become proud in your wealth. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, because you compare your mind with the mind of a god, therefore I will bring strangers against you, the most terrible of the nations. They shall draw their swords against the beauty of your wisdom and defile your splendor. They shall thrust you down to the pit, and you shall die a violent death in the heart of the seas. Will you still say, I am a god, in the presence of those who kill you, though you are but a mortal and no god, in the hands of those who wound you? You shall die the death of the uncircumcised by the hand of foreigners, for I have spoken, says the Lord God. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me.
Mortal, raise a lamentation over the king of Tyre, and say to him,
thus says the Lord God, you were the signet of perfection, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. You were in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was your covering, carnelian, chrysolite, and moonstone, beryl, onyx, and jasper, sapphire, turquoise, and emerald, and worked in gold were your settings and your engravings. On the day that you were created, they were prepared. With an anointed cherub as guardian, I placed you. You were on the holy mountain of God. You walked among the stones of fire. You were blameless in your ways from the day that you were created until iniquity was found in you. In the abundance of your trade, you were filled with violence and you sinned. So I cast you as a profane thing from the mountain of God, and the guardian cherub drove you out from among the stones of fire. Your heart was proud because of your beauty. You corrupted your wisdom for the sake of your splendor. I cast you to the ground. I exposed you before kings to feast their eyes on you. By the multitude of your iniquities, in the unrighteousness of your trade, you profaned your sanctuaries. So I brought out fire from within you. It consumed you, and I turned you to ashes on the earth in the sight of all who saw you. All who know you among the peoples are appalled at you. You have come to a dreadful end and shall be no more forever. The word of the Lord came to me.
Mortal, set your face toward Sidon and prophesy against it and say,
thus says the Lord God, I am against you, O Sidon, and I will gain glory in your midst. They shall know that I am the Lord when I execute judgments in it and manifest my holiness in it. For I will send pestilence into it and bloodshed into its streets. And the dead shall fall in its midst by the sword that is against it on every side. And they shall know that I am the Lord. The house of Israel shall no longer find a pricking briar or a piercing thorn among all their neighbors who have treated them with contempt. And they shall know that I am the Lord God. Thus says the Lord God, when I gather the house of Israel from the peoples among whom they are scattered, and manifest my holiness in them in the sight of the nations, then they shall settle on their own soil that I gave to my servant Jacob. They shall live in safety in it, and shall build houses and plant vineyards. They shall live in safety when I execute judgments upon all their neighbors who have treated them with contempt. And they shall know that I am the Lord their God.